this show has been so all over the map that I just realized that I still hadn't replied to Marco Rivera, who I think was reaching out to a different Jason in South Dakota about the buck that he bagged while he was hunting.
Yeah, I could see that.
So I'm reaching out to him now. He must be in a deer stand somewhere, so I don't know if he's going to be able to join the program, but be that as it may. York, it was Danny in Bristol, not Marco in Texas, who texted you this question. And
I have Danny at Bristol is a very great Wilde and Tausch fan.
He is.
And he'll shoot questions over. He is a monster Packer fan and pretty knowledgeable. And in fairness, I give him credit. He was calling for the Rodgers trade after his second MVP season. He would have been right.
Yep.
I think he had worn tired of the Rodgers stuff. He felt like Jordan. I don't know what made him feel that way, but that was the road he wanted. He just wanted a fresh start, and turns out he would have been right. But he wants to, and he does a little Wilde here. I'd love to hear Wilde's opinion because he's watched practice and all these quarterbacks for 30-plus years, and he is such a great reporter.
Did he really write all those things?
No, I added that. But he's seen young teams and he's seen veteran teams. And how does a young team with a young QB practice, vice versa, a veteran QB with a veteran team? And how have you noticed? Because you started talking about the situational awareness and all of the stuff that we've talked a lot about. What have you noticed over the course of time when Brett was young compared to when Aaron was young compared to now when Jordan is just getting started in his career? Did you notice anything different about how guys practiced as they got older and when you get into these decision-making processes? I am fascinated to ask that question, sir.
Okay. You're fascinated by the answers to questions. You're not fascinated by questions. But be that as it may.
Oh, I disagree with that.
I know you do. Well, first of all, part of the problem with Danny's question, fascinating though it may be, is that I don't get to watch them during the season. Like, even if I didn't have the radio show, I would only be there for brief individual drills. So, you know, as Matt LaFleur acknowledged, right, after the game, you know, everybody was in a tizzy, myself included, that Jordan Love in a pouring rainstorm was out there at practice last Thursday. Turned out he did individual drills, and that was it. So Malik Willis took all the first-team reps on both Wednesday and Thursday, which to me is part of the reason why, not because of his groin itself, but because of his missed practice time, I didn't think Jordan was as sharp against the Lions. But to Danny's question, I can only go based on training camp practices, which are the ones that are fully open from start to finish, and I'm obviously there doing the show and everything else. And I would say that when I watched Rodgers early in his career, he was still in practice more efficient, you were playing with him at the time, but you guys were humming against that defense in the 2-minute drills, in move the ball, in the 11-on-11 periods more often than you weren't. And this training camp with Jordan, we were under the impression that they were going to have a great pass rush with their front four, because that's all we talked about. Rashawn Gary especially. So
didn't practice, in fairness.
Right. No, I agree. But what I'm saying is, you know, I don't think the training camp practices were representative of, and maybe they were, and we just didn't realize it at the time, what Jordan Love's season was going to be like. Now, here's the thing that Danny's question elicits from me, and it goes back to something LaFleur said yesterday. He said that he didn't say that they've gotten away from not having as many competitive periods, but he basically said that, because what he said was last year, during the second half of the year, they had a bunch more competitive periods, and we need to get back to that. So that means they haven't been doing it.
And part of that probably is his injury, right?
Sure.
He hasn't been able to practice.
No doubt about it. And what I would ask you, because I'm fascinated by my question now that I'm about to ask you, is if you have him in more competitive situations, you're also practicing moments in which he has to decide, do I take the risk here and lose the two-minute drill by throwing a ball I shouldn't, or do I throw it away and live for the next play, which appears to be one of the things that he has struggled with, right?
Yes, and that's why almost every team I've watched practice or been a part of, you have competitive drills. You do 9-on-7. You do things, we call it good-on-good or 1v1s, and that is to get your tempo and your speed of game, because for as much as scout squad guys will give you a look and they'll work and they're going to push you, it's just different because there's a look that you need to get, and it's more about, yes, there's the physical part of it, but it's all about the mental side of, oh, okay, I see this. Oh, that means this blitz could be coming. That's the gist of what you do during practices during game weeks. But then you still ramp up, and you always do 2 minute because it's such a vital time.
Sure.
Whether it's at the end of a game, which we saw last night, or the end of a half, where you saw how that ended up crushing Green Bay's chances of beating Detroit. So that is part of it, and I think that was part of Danny's question. And his other part, he just mentioned, it's not about results, but the attention to the details and the extra work compared to, you know, that quarterback school we hear so much about, and the footwork and all of those things. When you're injured, you're not going to be allowed to do, or you won't be able to do all that. That's the hardest part about being an injured player. You either miss practice or you have to limit yourself with certain things, whether that's your individual work or in those, you know, key 2 minute drills or the live stuff. That's typically where you're limited. A lot of us, as we got older, you didn't do as many one-on-ones, whether it's training camp or whatnot, because you're trying to pick and choose when you can do it. So as a young player, you want to do everything because you still can and you still feel viable. Jordan, unfortunately, because of all the injuries this year, he hasn't been able to do that. And is that a reason for some of the slippage in decision-making and the interceptions? I would argue yes, because he's still young and he's still learning.
All right, this is not breaking news, but I'm getting multiple people sending me this.
A lot of inundation of this. I've seen this too. It's potentially big news.
Could something be afoot? Jaden Reed, who grew up in Chicago, along with Greg Newsome II, Cleveland Browns cornerback, who also grew up in Chicago. Now, Greg Newsome II, didn't he play at Northwestern? I feel like he played at Northwestern.
Sounds right.
And obviously Jaden Reed, who played at Michigan State. But Jaden Reed has posted to his Instagram account things that were never said during the trade deadline in the past when Mike McCarthy was joking that he thought it was next week. Has posted googly eyes and a photo of Greg Newsome from his Instagram account.
Oh,
now what could
googly
this mean?
Eyes means...
Yeah. Greg Newsome has been reportedly on the trade block, and maybe Denzel Ward as well.
What year is he in?
So Greg again, I want to be responsible here. I have no idea what this means. Like, is this...
Put Big J hat on. Put that Big J hat on, Big J.
Is this him trying to influence the general manager? Hey, well, googly eyes, we should get this guy. I hear this guy's on the trade market. Has something happened and there's a buzz coming out of Lambeau Field? Are the players texting each other like Danny in Bristol is texting Tausch? Greg Newsome was a first-round pick by the Browns in the 2021 NFL draft.
So he's in his fourth season.
Fourth season, and he did play at Northwestern, yes.
Correct. Oh, good, okay. I got that
fourth
right.
Fourth season. So he could have the fifth-year option, potentially.
Did they pick up the Browns? Keep thinking. Keep talking.
All
keep
right.
thinking
so
out loud.
We all thought that if you're going to make a move, it would be defensive back. That was kind of the thought process with Jair's health and everything else. But what I continue to say is Goody ain't interested in keeping his own old guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's not picking up a Marshawn Lattimore with a monster deal and a big haul you have to give. What he is interested in is guys like Xavier McKinney, where for whatever reason the team decides, you don't really want this guy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And he's much happier doing that, where you get a guy coming into his elevator years, and for everybody that doesn't remember elevator, it's that physical and mental when they line up. That's about year 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's your elevator years. Newsom would fit in that elevator status. So if this googly-eyed stuff means anything, these are the kind of players that the Gutenator likes to go get.
So his grade on Pro Football Focus isn't great, but he's a former first-round pick, and what do you always say about first-round picks? They constantly have to...
You can't play.
Indeed. They did pick up the fifth-year option, which, as we learned from Demarius Randall, if the team that drafted you picks up the fifth-year option and then trades you, then the team that receives that player still is on the hook for the fifth-year option. Now, they could release him theoretically, I guess. I don't know the rules on that. But if you are acquiring, if this were to happen today, you are acquiring him potentially for the rest of this year and for next year. When, oh, by the way, in the 2021 NFL draft, you selected a corner yourself in Eric Stokes, that perhaps now you've decided I'd rather have Greg Newsom the second.
Yeah.
So this would be, if this comes to fruition, like the 18.
Well, why else would he googly? Why else would he googly eye him?
All I'm saying is that Andrew Berry, the GM of the Browns, in the spring said, and I quote, "We're very happy with Greg. We want as many man corners as we can have. It's a premium position." So,
hey, oh boy, what time of the year was
the
that?
The league comes at you fast.
No, what else
that
do
was
I
in
tell you?
May.
What happens in April isn't what happens in July or in August and September. It's a different world. So he obviously, the Browns stink. The Browns need to completely reload. This would be a guy. The question is, what would you want to see the Gutenator give up?
So he's,
you know, Gutenator ain't giving up more than a third. That is the highest he's going to go.
So he's,
I feel
obviously
very confident.
He's already traded his seventh round pick. I'll have to look at what they're expecting from compensatory selections from the free agents that they did not re-sign.
They spent a little bit on X and
right.
on Jacobs. They ain't going to be getting a ton of copy.
If anything,
not a lot
right?
of copy for Goody.
Yeah.
Probably
so I don't is what is he going to give up, because ammunition wise for the draft, then you're down to what, 5 picks if you trade a pick for next
and
year.
Green Bay can't give up a first because it's their host in the draft and they got to make a pick.
And no one's I would say that he's
bylaws.
And I would say he's a distressed asset. He's not going to cost you a first-round pick.
No, he'll get a fourth. I think if Gutenator pulls this off for a fourth or for a fifth, he's stealing. Fourth is about where he probably needs to fall.
We'll see. I thought you might.
Googly.
Great Googly.
Tom Googliata.
Googs. Yeah, Googs. Yeah.
North Carolina State guy. Stretch 4. But a big-time player in today's hoops. Stretch 4.
Sounds to me like you'd be picking them a lot on Prize Picks, since apparently the people you have been picking have not been working out for you.
Yeah, it hasn't been great lately, but I'll get back on that Prize Picks horse. It is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody. You pick more or less on two players, at least two players, for a shot to win up to 100. If you go with at least 4 entries, you can do that. PrizePicks, the only real money daily fantasy platform with injury insurance policies, so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, they're safe, and they're secure. When your picks hit, get your money quick. A little quick as 15 minutes. You can win up to 100 times with as little as 4 correct picks. Download the app today. Use code WI. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run
your
game. We'll examine how far the Packers fell down the ESPN NFL power rankings. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Quick update from former Packers Pro Bowl guard Marco Rivera. He sent that to the wrong Jason. So, good luck with his truck.
Great places, South Dakota.
And his hunting trip.
I'll say this with all due respect. I can't ever imagine you going to hunt anything.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. It's not my jam.
I thought. Yeah, I know.
Except answers, am I right?
That wasn't bad.
That's not bad. Pretty good. In a super long-winded, like, long way, yeah. I would agree with that.
Let's move on. Time now for Power Rankings Tuesday.
This week's ESPN NFL Power Rankings. The Packers, of course.
What's Newsom's first name?
Greg.
I keep wanting to say Greg. I keep saying Craig because of the great Craig Newsom.
Yeah.
Back with the GNG in the Super Bowl era.
Greg Newsom. Yeah.
No relation.
Greg.
The Packers were number 4 in
last
week.
Wait, are you not acquiring him?
Greg Luzinski.
Do you not want to acquire him because you'd be confused between Greg and Craig? We'll never forget you, Brent.
It would throw me off.
You're hung up on a Super Bowl champ from the 90s, man.
Greg.
I'm sorry, Jesse. The floor is yours.
All right, so Tausch.
You think Packer fans want to trade? You think they want Newsom?
They want something to happen. I think most of them want something to happen. Now, again, I'm looking in the YouTube dwellers region, and there's a feeling among some that he is not an upgrade. And he's got a first-round pedigree, so that's why he holds appeal. Because his grading, but again, he's playing on a different team, in a different system. We have seen that the Packers have made guys that were either underappreciated or not as productive with other teams, more productive when they arrived here. So,
for sure,
I think the Gutnader deserves your trust on the idea of if he acquires him, they obviously see something that the Browns have failed to develop.
That's all right, before we get to power rankings, Jason, one-word answer here.
No.
Is Jair Alexander a Green Bay Packer in August of 2025?
Ooh. No.
Okay. All right, Jesse, let's power rank.
Sound grab! Sound grab!
You don't have to sound... I'm learning my lesson. I like when you say things and have opinions. I'm not going to beg for a sound graph, even though that is a beautiful sound graph. That would be a beautiful sound graph.
I got a sound graph for you. Can we please find out where the Packers are in the power rankings?
They were number 4 last week, according to ESPN's NFL
Network. I think they're 8th. I think they dropped 4 slots.
Jason, did you read it already?
I did.
Nice guess, Tausch. They are number 8 this week.
Why would you read it when you know we're going to be discussing it?
Because I like to be well-read.
We also play...
To have the little guarantee on the box. It makes me feel warm and cuddly at night. Get out of here.
We've played Bring 'em or Fling 'em the last several weeks.
You didn't know that's from Tommy Boy with the brake pads and the guarantee on the box?
I have a confession. I've never seen Tommy Boy start to finish.
That's embarrassing.
No. Embarrassing is thinking Wedding Crashers is a family film. But that's another discussion for another day.
Your top eight, according to ESPN's NFL Nation. Number one is still the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, no blank, blank.
They're undefeated. They
Detroit's needed... two. Yeah. Buffalo's three.
Yeah.
Philadelphia's probably somewhere up there now. They're probably four or five. I think the Ravens are still ahead of Green Bay, and I don't blame them. They should be.
Baltimore's four.
Who else is ahead of Green Bay? They're going to put Minnesota back ahead of Green Bay because they beat a bad Colts team?
Minnesota is six.
I ain't worried. Hey, fling them. Fling them.
You're forgetting your fun team, the Washington Commanders, are number five.
Yeah, they deserve it. Yep, they deserve it.
And just ahead of the Packers at number seven, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nah, I'm not buying them. Tough schedule coming. No, I'm not a Russ guy, so maybe they'll prove me wrong, but that is just a meat and potatoes team. It's not sexy, but I'll give them credit.
The Eagles. The Eagles and Falcons, number really 9 coach. And 10, creeping up on the Packers there now.
Who's after them?
The Eagles are 9, the Falcons are 10. Troy,
I would have thought the Eagles would be ahead of the G&G.
Troy Aikman, big Falcons guy last night on Monday Night Football, said, watch out, they're going to make some noise in the playoffs. Tough team to go on the road and beat.
Well, they're going to win their division, so yeah, I bet you they're a one and done, depending on the matchup. That's a team the G&G could easily be playing at a 4 or 5 slot. You know what's going to end up happening, right? San Fran's going to end up in the 4 slot. G&G will be at the 5 slot. And we're going to go out to San Fran to open the playoffs. And, by the way, bring it. San Fran ain't – this isn't your daddy's San Fran team. This is a San Fran team that's beaten and kind of buried. Yeah.
So Bill Walsh isn't the coach?
I don't know. They got a good coach, but...
I know, but your dad... Never mind. All right. So they're eighth. I think that's where they belong when you lose the matchup that they did. They're still solidly in the playoff picture. Are you in any way... I know this. We'll have plenty of time to discuss this between now and then. Are you in any way nervous about them coming out of the bye, going to Chicago, and losing to that team? Because I'm not, and I'm wondering if I'm being too dismissive. I wonder if the fail Mary, whatever you want to call that, the trash talking that was going on.
Crumbled them?
I'm wondering if that was the Jenga tower falling.
You know what would make me nervous? I don't know who they play this week. Who do the Bears play this week?
Let me get that for you, sir.
So if they lose this week and fire Eberflus... That would make me nervous.
They play the Patriots at home.
Ooh.
If they lose to the Patriots at home, there's a good chance he gets fired.
Yeah, I would agree.
And if he gets fired, all of a sudden my antennas are going way up saying, oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm nervous. But otherwise, yeah, this is a beaten-down team. I saw their wideout. It has left the field. Old boy scrambling around.
DJ Moore.
He's coming back on a comeback round, and he just goes gets a Gatorade. Play's still going on. He's sipping a Gatorade over on the sideline as old Caleb is scrambling around.
Needed to take
the team
a
is lost.
Have a dinner.
The team. He took
Wallace was on the sideline giving old Gatorade.
They're donezo, guys. And you know it. They know it. We know it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But if they fire the coach and they bring in somebody new to really get things, fired
ratcheted
up,
back
they
up.
Could empty a they could empty a bucket. Because I do think their defense is okay.
Yeah.
They gave up 29 to Arizona. I don't know how. But their offense.
I don't know. They're terrible.
Here's what I'll say. Rashawn, Kenny, and the boys, get rested because you're going to go hunting. Unlike Wildy, you're going to go hunting next week. And my hunch tells me you're going to eat.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going hunting, but I am going to Associated Bank later today because I have to see my buddy Ben Sorensen about some accounts for the girls that we've set up. And that means I get to enjoy the great customer service that comes with being an Associated Bank customer. And you can experience it, too, if you make the switch. And there's so many other reasons to do it as well, including Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking so you can support your favorite team. And early pay, which allows you access to your direct deposit money from your employer up to 2 days early when you need it. On top of all that, they've got you covered with that great customer service. Associated Bank, you've got this, and they're here to help. Whoa, Nelly, the birthday edition will be about a minute and a half, and it's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Whoa Nelly, which is already going to be brief, Tausch tweeted something, which you know he's interested now, asking, what would you trade to bring in? You didn't even bother to put his first name in your tweet.
I thought I'd screw it up, so I just
Browns
put Newsom
corner down. Newsom. Last name Roberson.
Last name Newsom.
Fourth round pick is a lot of the answers, except Mark chimes in and says, he's awful. Mark apparently watches a lot of Browns games because I did not know that. All right, that's it. Time now for Whoa Nelly.
I'm not even going to play the music because we're so far behind here. College basketball opened up last night, guys, and it's the weakest of the opening days for all of the sports. What can we do to make college basketball opening day more fun?
Easy answer here. 24-hour hoopathon. And I would say do it on election night for people that don't want, they got all this anxiety. Everybody's like freaking out. Put hoops on constantly. Put it on ESPN, ESPN2, and just let it ride all day. You got the Hawaii precincts. You got all this stuff going. Just let it rip.
Fort Myers.
Make it a big blanket deal.
They used to do the 24-hour tip-off marathon on ESPN.
Yeah, I like
that. They got rid of it, and it hasn't been around for almost a decade
now. Or, Jesse, what about this? What if you did just a preseason 128-team tournament, and you started it out, and the top seeds got to, and you just played it out that way? And that gets that excitement. So the first 10 days, you hammer out all the games, and you crown a preseason champion. And then they get an automatic bid into the field of 64 at the end of the season.
I kind of like that, I got to admit. You could do 256 teams.
Every team is in. And if you find a way to be the last one standing, boom, champion. Yep.
He's amazing. Again, I don't have any explanation for his brain. Sometimes I worry about it, Craig or Greg Newsom. But the bottom line is he's an idea guy. He thrives on enthusiasm, and it's a damn good idea. I don't know about 256 because that's a lot of games, and it would have to take a couple
weeks.
Everybody's
got to have a chance.
But it would get your – you would have a chance to have a chance. But you yep. could even make Wisconsin Holy Cross part of that tournament. You could do it like the NIT, basically, where it's on home sites and you advance for an opponent. I'm sure
so
there'll
the
be some logistic
16.
Challenges.
You get the Sweet 16, uh-huh. and then they go play, but you pound through it. Yeah, because what will you get? Seven, eight games out of this? Most teams get one or two. Home run,
you
know, home run idea.
You could make the Sweet 16 the Maui Invitational. Because that's
yes.
the one that everyone cares
Thanksgiving
about.
Thanksgiving specials.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Well, theoretically, though, if you lose your first round game, you'd only get one game, and that would be a problem
well,
for the
you,
teams
then
that
you'd
lose.
Find other losers and go play them.
Losers bracket.
It's not hard.
Yeah. Now we got a losers bracket to the Tausch preseason tip-off presented by Coors Light.
Oh, brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It's only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. I honestly think this is one of my best ideas, and I didn't have any clue Jesse was bringing, but you want to get excitement? Replicate what your most exciting thing is. It's your end of the season. Do a start of the season, and whoever gets it is immunity for the whole season.
Immunity. We'll wrap things up. This is one of my best ideas. I didn't even know Jesse was going to bring this up, even though it was in the rundown. It's
hey, some teams could be disappointed, but they won't be discouraged. Just remember that.
Next.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Because I'm a hazard to my...
Breaking news from the National Football League. A cornerback has been traded.
Newsom. Last name Newsom.
Last name Lattimore. You took it off. You pulled it up from under me. Has been traded to the Washington Commanders. Last name Newsom still available by a trade. We'll see if the Packers go get him. Tausch, you think it happens or not?
Do you think... I do. I don't know why else you'd googly eye it. Like, if you're going to googly eye something, it's got to be something.
Because he knows him.
Wonder,
he's his friend.
Maybe. Does that mean Stokey goes there? I don't think so.
Stokey-okey? Adios?
Yeah, it's... I think it's interesting. Washington is legit going all in. They love their quarterback, and I think they love what they got. And this is a big-time ad. With a team that has a ton of salary cap space because they got a rookie quarterback on that contract.
That's it for us today. We will break it all down tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.